The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good today.
Good. We are also here with Lori Rudalavage, owner of LA Mortgage Services. Good morning, Lori.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Pat. How are you today?
Very good.
Thanks for coming in with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, appraising, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, or if you have a business and you think we'd be interested, send us an email and maybe we'll discuss it on the radio. But otherwise, if you have a question, send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And pretty soon you have to use that 10 digits all the time, right?
Yes, I believe it's September 1st.
That's right, coming close.
Also on jruddy.com are all our listings, which you can view at any time or search the MLS listings. Also, all of our archive radio shows are on jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Lori Rudalavage, owner of LA Mortgage Services. How long have you been doing what you're doing in...
I've been doing mortgage loans since 1988. I have been owner and operator of LA Mortgage on my own since 2001.
Okay, what type of mortgages do you provide?
I can provide pretty much any mortgage that's offered out there. Right now, the popular products are FHA, VA, government products. But in addition to that, we also do reverse mortgages, conventional mortgages, construction mortgages, and rural housing.
And you do refinances, right?
We do refinances, yes.
Okay. And currently, are you doing more purchases or refinance?
I think the majority of people that we're going to refinance already have. Right now, purchases is the busy season right now, and we're seeing a lot of people coming in trying to buy houses.
This year better than last?
Definitely.
All right, good. So today, I thought we'd talk about the government-type loans and the appraisals. We had an appraiser here the last couple weeks, and we ran out of time. And so we didn't talk about what is required on the government. Those are the FHA, VA type of mortgages. They have to appraise not only for value, but there are certain things that have to be looked at closer than, say, a conventional loan.
There is. And when somebody applies for a government loan, FHA or VA, they get all nervous with the appraisal because they've always heard terrible stories that the appraisals are difficult. They won't come in high enough. What happens right now with an FHA or VA appraisal is we can't pick the appraiser that we want to do the appraisal. It goes through, if it's VA, it goes through the VA portal, and if it's FHA, it goes through a third-party management system. That system picks the appraiser that goes out and does the appraisal. What they're looking for mostly is safety of the property, in addition to it appraising at least what the sales price is. They're looking for some safety features in the property that you're purchasing.
Okay. Safety features such as, can you...
The biggest one that always comes up is a broken railing, a broken step. It seems silly. It's just something small that they usually have to fix. A lot of times an electrical outlet might not have a cover on it. A light fixture in the ceiling might not have a cover on it. That has to be fixed or taken care of. The lead-based paint is a big thing. If there's chipped paint around windowsills or on a back porch or a back deck, that has to be scraped and repainted. They don't like the chipped paint. Another safety feature is handrails on porches. Sometimes even newer homes, when you walk out the back, there's a 2-foot drop. They haven't put their deck or their porch on or something like that. There has to be an exit, and that exit has to have handrails on it.
Okay. Now, when you say chipping paint, is that just on older homes or any home?
Well, the lead-based paint is prior to 1979. I believe that's the year. But even if it's newer than 1979, you still have to chip away the paint if there's some chipped paint around
there. Yes, we just had a transaction at our office not too long ago where it was a new construction. There was chipping paint around some windowsills, and the appraiser, it was an FHA loan, and the FHA appraiser called for that those windowsills and those the window pane to be scraped and painted, even though it was new construction.
I know. I guess they don't want to put it out there on the line that it was definitely prior to 1979. So pretty much if there's chipped paint, that has to be scraped and repainted.
Okay, primer and then two coats?
Yes.
Usually, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they're looking at safety issues and, of course, electrical, and nobody wants to be electrocuted or fire, the danger of a fire, correct?
I'm not an electrician, but they do look at that. They want to make sure that the fuse boxes aren't overloaded. Tube and knobbing is not allowed. They do definitely check the fuse boxes and make sure everything with the electrical is okay.
Okay. So what else do they look at?
The foundation is a big thing. The appraiser may suggest that an inspector goes out to look at the foundation. We don't want to see cracked, obviously cracked or crumbling foundations. Inside or outside, even on a porch, there can't be any holes or, again, a safety issue where somebody could fall and get hurt on that. Dry rot is another problem. They don't want to see any of that on fencing, on porches, or anywhere in the basement, tucked away anywhere. They're going to look to make sure that everything is safe and structurally sound.
Right. Okay, good. So, you know, do you come across a lot of problems with the FHA or VA appraisals? Do you see a lot of problems? Do you see the deal get killed because of the...
I have not seen a deal get killed. I've seen where work has to be done. And again, it's mostly a broken railing or an electrical outlet, something small. When it gets into the big stuff, you know, it could break the deal because at that point, the seller has to fix it. The seller's trying to sell the house. They probably don't have money. The buyer doesn't want to do the work to a house that they don't own. So it kind of becomes a stalemate then of who is going to do the work if it's something that needs a lot of work to be done, such as fixing a foundation or replacing a porch or something like that. Again, dry basements, they're going to want to see no mold, that type of thing in the basement. So the small stuff can always be fixed. It's the bigger items where it could become a stalemate between the parties.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Lori Rudalavage, owner of LA Mortgage Services. How does one get in touch with you, please, Lori?
They can call me at 570-586-3122 or visit the website at www.lamortgageservices.com.
586-3122, and that's, of course, with the area code 570.
Which we all have to get in the habit of using now.
I have to reprogram every phone number in my phone. It's going to take me a long time to do that. Now, you were just talking about these items that have to be looked at, the safety issues, and, you know, looking at structurally sound issues. Do you think that when an appraiser goes... It can be confusing to a home buyer. I know that when I'm working with first-time home buyers, especially, even somebody that has bought and sold before and they're going through this type of loan, they misunderstand what the appraiser really is doing there. They think it...
They confuse inspector and appraisal.
Correct.
All the time.
Yes, right.
Recently, the banks have not required that inspections be done. We always recommend that you have an inspector. An appraiser is not an inspector. He's going to go out and give you his best... guess. He's there to value the house. However, with the FHA and VA loans, he does have to look for the safety and structurally sound issues. Most of the time, if an appraiser goes out and they do see a cracked foundation, that appraiser is not going to make the recommendation of what has to be done. He's going to put on the appraisal, we recommend you get an inspection, and now we're going to have to follow what the inspection says. Because again, he's not an inspector, he's not a foundation expert, he's just telling you what he sees and how that could affect the appraised value.
Right. He can't tell you how you have to fix it.
Correct.
Or give you a price of how much.
Correct.
It would cost to
repair. The other thing is he's not a termite inspector. And with a VA loan, you do have to have a termite inspection to make sure there's no termites there. He's not a termite inspector, so he can't tell you they're definitely there, but what he will note, or he or she will note on the appraisal, is there's evidence of termites. At that point, then you have to send a licensed termite inspector out to see if there's termites, and if there is, that termite company will tell you how to remediate that problem.
Right, okay, and that's... Good point. You mentioned mold before, and that's what led me to this inspection discussion, because how does one really know without someone more in tune with what mold looks like and mold growth, and if mold is a problem? But black mold, white mold, there's all different types of mold. Is it bad? Does it need to be repaired? How does an appraiser figure that one out too?
What I normally see on the appraisal is the appraiser will note there's evidence of mold. He doesn't get into the details of what kind of mold, how it should be treated. At that point, as a lender, when we see that on the appraiser, we tell the customer that they need to have a mold inspection or a mold remediator come in to determine what has to be done to fix the problem.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Lori. We'll be back after break. Before we head to a break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a very nice three-bedroom, one-bath home located at 930 Birch Street in Scranton for only $74,000. This home has hardwood floors, economical gas heat, a walk-up attic that can be finished. It also has newer windows, newer vinyl siding, and a newer roof. Plus, it also has a one-car detached garage, all on a nice level lot. So if you're looking in Scranton for a three-bedroom home, give us a call about 930 Birch Street for only $74,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And the latest Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for the last 30 days for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. The median sales price for a single family home, two bedrooms or less, is $68,000. For a three bedroom single family, $110,000 is the median sales price. For four or more bedrooms on a single family dwelling, the median sales price is $162,500. Altogether, combined, median sales price is $115,000 on single-family homes. It's break time. We'll be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, and co-host.
And assistant. Yes, how you doing today?
I'm wonderful.
You're doing very good. We're doing good today. Lori's a good guest.
We like Lori. Lori Rudalavage joins us from LA Mortgage Services. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
You've been providing mortgages to buyers for a long time, since 1988, correct?
That's correct.
She started when she was 12.
And you're the owner.
13. Yes.
Okay. Had to be a teenager. Owner of LA Mortgage Services, and that's been in business since 2001.
Yes.
All right. Now, before the break, we were talking about all the different types of things we have to go through when we have a buyer for a house and they go with a FHA or a VA type of mortgage. Looking at safety issues and structural issues mainly are what, and value is what the appraiser does when they're looking at property.
You ever find asbestos on the pipes in the basement of some of these older homes?
We recently just had one. There was asbestos on some pipes in the basement. And when an appraiser finds that, it has to be fixed. The man that was purchasing the house was a contractor, and he thought he could do the work himself. He went down, he removed it, however he removed it and got rid of it. When repairs are done, the appraiser has to go back out. When the appraiser went back out and he read through his guidelines, he realized he had to have a completion certificate from a remediation company. So some of these repairs, unless you're an expert and licensed to do it, you can't go in and do the repairs yourself, especially with the asbestos that has to be treated.
So he still had to have the company come in, even though he did it himself.
Still had to have the company come in and say, yes, he did it right. And they had to write out a little letter and say it was all removed and remediated.
Yeah, he didn't save.
And I think he charged $800 to go out and write that letter.
Oh, yeah. He didn't save any money by doing it himself.
No, I don't think so.
No.
But he wanted the house.
He wanted the house, and that's what it comes down to. If they're willing to do the repairs, the buyer can do the repairs. It is the seller's responsibility to do them, but in certain situations, such as divorce or death or an estate sale, they just don't have the funds to do it, so then it's the buyer's responsibility.
Well, you know, a lot of sellers don't feel it is their responsibility because they feel that they've already negotiated downward to a price that is far under what they would typically get in a better market. They think that they're giving, usually, this is, I'm just giving you the thoughts of the seller.
You know,
we often hear, well, why should we do the repairs for the buyer's mortgage?
As realtors become more involved in what the appraisers and lenders are looking for, when they go to list the property, they'll have a little bit of knowledge on what should be done to the property so that the seller's not surprised when the appraisal comes back and say, why didn't you tell me I had to do this and I have to do all this work? I already priced it the way I wanted to price it. So the more that realtors like yourself are getting involved with appraisals and knowing what FHA and VA wants, since they're such popular products anymore, you can forewarn your seller that this will probably have to be fixed. You should, you know, scrape your paint or fix whatever that you see, a broken handrail or something like that. They'll know ahead of time.
All right, let me ask you something real quick. We've been talking about FHA and VA loans. Why would somebody want to do those kind of loans?
Well, somebody would want to do those kind of loans because they don't have a down payment.
Oh, okay.
FHA, actually, VA is the best product out there. You do need to be a veteran and VA eligible to do one. It's 100% financing, no money down, no PMI, and you can include 6% of your closing costs in.
And FHA is?
FHA is still 3.5% down. You do have PMI on that loan, but you can also get 6% seller assist.
Nice. And what was, you also talked about rural housing?
Rural housing is another government product. It's called USDA. It is similar to FHA, except in that product, you don't need money down. It's property restricted, so it has to be in an area that's eligible for USDA, kind of a rural setting is what they're looking for.
And PMI, which you mentioned on the FHA loan, stands for private mortgage insurance.
PMI is private mortgage insurance, and this past June, we experienced a change. PMI with an FHA loan is now on that loan for 30 years. You can no longer drop it.
Right. And now the amount that you bring for MIP at closing, the mortgage interest premium is a little higher too,
little
correct?
Tiny bit higher, yes.
Okay. But you're still seeing that it's a popular product and it really shouldn't make a difference, you think?
The next product is 5% down, and another difference between conventional and FHA, a lot of people get gift money from their parents or family members. FHA allows that. Conventional loans don't. That first 5% that you have to put down has to be your own money. If you're talking a $200,000 house, a lot of people don't have $10,000 to put down plus all their closing costs.
You're right. Okay. So they're good products that are available to people out there. And of course, we're talking about appraisals and the difference between the conventional loan appraisal guidelines and the FHA VA appraisals these days. And the FHA VA appraiser not only appraises for value, they also look at other items, handrails, electrical, roofs, structure issues in the basement, so on and so forth. Now, when there are repairs, how is one informed of these repairs? When we just talked about the asbestos and it had to meet certain guidelines, is there something that's issued at the time that the repair list?
When we get our appraisal on second or third page, it will say the value of the house is whatever the value is, subject to these improvements. And the appraiser will list what needs to be done. At that point, we usually go back to the realtor, and the realtor talks to the seller to make arrangements for the work to be done. When the work and or repairs are done, we have to send that same appraiser back out to make sure that that work is done, and then he'll issue a completion certificate to go along with that appraisal.
Okay, but something in that asbestos situation fell through the cracks, did it not? Because someone didn't know that they couldn't do the repairs themselves.
Correct.
Is that issued usually when the list of repairs, recommended repairs?
In that case, it did not say that it had to be done by
a certified
person to do it. When the appraiser went back out, I think at that point he did a little bit more research on it, and he realized that he couldn't have the customer do it. Asbestos doesn't happen all that often, so it was kind of a new thing for the appraiser.
Okay. And they look for roof leaks, damage roof on the roof line and in the attic and the crawl space areas too. They're looking for some, you know,
they will definitely look for roof problems. And again, they're not an inspector, so they're not going to tell you what has to be done. Sometimes they'll say this roof has 3 or 4 years left, which is okay. But if there's a leaking roof, that has to be fixed. A lot of times the gutters are jammed up or the water's not draining properly. And sometimes it's just a matter of cleaning them out so that the appraiser can see that the water is draining properly.
All right. So they're looking for evidence of moisture, too.
Yes.
Because with moisture comes mold and insects, termites, things like that. Okay. So do you ever find that people have a problem with the approaches to value within an appraisal, specifically the sellers?
The sellers, yes. Obviously, a seller is very attached to their home and work that they may have done to that property. We hear all the time if an appraisal doesn't come in quite where the seller thought it would, you know, possibly I just put $50,000 into this kitchen, why isn't it appraising higher? Well, unfortunately, just because you do work to the house doesn't mean it appraises dollar for dollar higher than what you put into it. An appraiser has to go off what's called a comparable sale. So they are looking for a house similar to the one that you're purchasing in a similar neighborhood. And if that house sold for $150,000, that's where the appraiser is going to start, at $150,000. And then they're going to add and subtract from that $150,000 number what this house has or doesn't have that the house sold for. So they're not looking for how much money you've put into a house. Everybody wants to know. I mean, basically what the bank wants to know is, if I take this house back, how much can I sell it for? They really don't care how much of your own money you put into it.
Right. And there's the cost approach on the appraisals, which goes off of what it would currently cost to replace the home due to today's construction prices, materials, so on and so forth.
And you'll see that value is always higher.
Always.
Than the comparable.
Always higher, and they want it to be that number. Or on their insurance
right.
policy, the replacement value. And I often, when I'm sitting down taking a listing, I'm presented with that paper. Well, look what the insurance people think it's worth.
That's what it would cost to reproduce that property. That's not what it's worth, not what somebody's going to pay for it.
Right.
Right.
It's some of those older homes that have beautiful finishings inside that aren't quite popular anymore, and you almost can't replace the stuff that's in there, which is what puts the high replacement cost value on there. You know, the 12-inch moldings and the staircases and marble, stuff that's just not replaceable anymore.
Right, right. Okay, so we run into trouble there too, but it is all about educating the consumer, the buyers and the sellers, and that's why we like to do this show, right, Pat?
Yes, ma'am. That's why we're here. An educated consumer is our best customer.
What else do appraisers look for? Did we cover everything? How about sanitary items?
Sanitary items, if you're purchasing something in the country, they are going to do a, they're going to require that a septic and well test is done. The septic they're going to make sure is not leaking. With an FHA or VA loan, I'm not quite sure the number. I think it's 100 feet. The well has to be away from the septic. The well has to be a certain number of feet away from the house and away from the property line. There are guidelines that the appraiser has to follow.
Right.
They don't want to see the well and septic right next to each other so that there could ever be a leakage of sewage into the well.
And the VA type of mortgage requires a pest inspection?
VA does, FHA does not.
So it's just, if, you know, we recommend at Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on all of our sales, whether it's an FHA, VA, conventional, or cash, that the purchaser do every inspection that's available to them, because there's just things that you can't see and you don't know.
They, like radon, they absolutely should always have an inspection done. A lot of people think that they are handy or a family member's handy and they waive their inspections. You can't tell if there's radon in a house. There's a lot of things that you just can't tell. And for the money it costs for an inspection, it's well worth finding out something up front.
Whether it's required by the loan
Correct.
Or not. And that's my point, is that I think that these are, it's an expense. It's an expense, and it's an out-of-pocket expense prior to even owning the property. But I do believe that knowledge is power in this situation. Know what you're getting into and what you're buying.
Yes.
The biggest investment of your life, you want to look into it and make sure everything's good. I mean, I think it's just common sense.
Well, we had a fabulous discussion with you today, Lori, and I'd like to invite you back next week if you'd be able to come back with us.
I would love to.
And how does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can call me at LA Mortgage Services, 570-586-3122. Or you can visit us on the webpage at www.lamortgageservices.com.
And you're on Facebook.
I'm always on Facebook, LA Mortgage Services.
Thank you, Lori. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a very beautiful, stately home located at 249 Wheeler Avenue in Scranton for only $189,000. This grand home has 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and is located close to Naog Park and the CMC. It has an elegant living room with French doors, a fireplace, and a newer kitchen. It has gas heat and over 3,500 square feet of living space. It also has a beautiful terracotta roof and a detached 2-car garage. So if you're looking for a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in Scranton, give us a call about 249 Wheeler Avenue for only $189,000. That is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. How are people buying and purchasing homes these days? And this is from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. The Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for the last 30 days. 28.5% of the buyers purchased a home with cash. 44% went conventional loan mortgage. 21.5% went with an FHA mortgage. And 3.9% went with a VA mortgage. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.